أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إذا جاءك المؤمنات يبايعنك على أن لا يشركن بالله شيئا ولا يسرقن ولا يزنين إلى آخر الآية. In the previous ayats, the mention was made of the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, in which it was agreed that if any man of the non-believers becomes a Muslim and comes to the Muslims, he must be returned. No mention was made of the woman who came, were accepted there, and all the other details of marriage, and if the woman remains in Makkah Sharif, does not accept Islam, she was married to a man who has accepted Islam and has made hijrah to Medina, all those details were discussed, and though the further details are in the kitabs of fiqh. Now these women who came to Medina Sharif, for them particularly and generally all the women, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives a command to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make them bay'at. That is, that they pledge themselves that they have now accepted Islam, they have been tested, they are truthful, they are genuine. Now they must pledge themselves also. So the command of bay'at, yeah, it is particularly for women. But when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go during the Hajj seasons before Islam came to Makkah Sharif, the people used to come for Hajj, he should go to them. And then the Ansar of Medina who had come later, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the same conditions made bay'at with them also. And they also pledged themselves to fulfill their pledges and their honor and live their lives according to the demands of Islam. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, ay nabi, O our nabi, idha ja'aka al-mu'minat, jab aaye tere paas musalman aurte, when Muslim women come to you, those that have been tested, who came from Makkah Sharif, they were found to be genuine, and the other woman also, yubayi'naka, bay'at karneko, and they come to you to become bay'at. Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when the woman used to come to become bay'at, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to test them, and then used to say, I accept you in bay'at. And she further says that never ever did the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touch the palm of any other woman. That is, any woman that he was not married to, etc. So in bay'at also, today the common procedure is buzurgs will use a cloth, and they will hold the one end of the cloth and the woman will hold the other end of the cloth. But touching hand to hand, sitting in front of one another, that is totally haram. No matter how great the buzurg claims himself to be a buzurg and that he has got no feelings for woman whatsoever, he's fana in Allah Ta'ala, etc. These things are totally against Shariat and it is haram. There is no way whatsoever that no matter how great a sheikh, a peer, a buzurg can be, but for him to be free in front of his female murids, to speak to them, that they don't come with parda in front of him, that he holds their hands and make bay'at, this is all totally haram. This has nothing got, it has got nothing to do with Shariat. It is something totally against Shariat. So however, when they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to become bay'at, these were the conditions. One of them was, عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يُشْرِكْنَ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا كَ شَرِيْكْ لَا تْهِرَائِ أَلَّهْكَ كِسِيكُ, that they do not associate any partners with Allah Ta'ala. And today also the bay'at that is taken on this line, that we make tawbah from shirk, from kufr, etc. We won't make any shirk with Allah Ta'ala. Of course, outwardly, we don't make shirk, alhamdulillah, but we should also think and bring the finer details of it into us, that it is not our shop, our job, our money that is giving rosy, Allah alone gives rosy. It's not our medicine that's giving us shifa, it's Allah who gives shifa. It's not our first food that's filling our stomach, it is Allah who fills the stomach. وَلَا يَسْرِقْنَا or چوری نہ کرے, and that they will not steal. That is another condition, that one will not steal. And stealing also, there are various types, not only money. We are working for somebody, then his time is also amanat. We must not steal from his time. And the boss must not steal from his worker that he underpays him. That is also stealing. All these different forms. وَلَا يَزْنِينَ or بَدْكَارِ نَكَرِ. And that they will not commit adultery, fornication, adultery. That is also one condition that was put. وَلَا يَقْتُلْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ or اپنے اولاد کو نہ مار ڈالے. And that they will not kill their children. Where in the days of before, in the days of ignorance, women used to, women, particularly the men, were the actual executors. But women were accomplices, that if a baby daughter was born, very commonly she used to be killed, because it used to be looked upon as a big aib, a fault in the people, that was totally wrong against the very grain of humanity. So that, and then again, in any other way also to kill, murder without a proper cause. That is, if a person was guilty for murder, then he also, his life has to be taken. But like that, to murder somebody, that is also included. Abortion is also included in this, and which unfortunately has become common even in Muslims today. So all these types of killing, whatever it is, then that also one should stay away, killing one's children. وَلَا يَأْتِينَ بِبُحْتَانٍ يَفْتَرِينَهُ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِنَّ وَرْجُلِهِنَّ اور طوفان نہ لائے باندھ کر اپنے ہاتھوں اور پاؤں میں. And that they should not accuse any person. A false accusation, that also unfortunately is still very rife amongst us. Just little suspicion and we accuse somebody. And this particular refers to a woman who used to commit adultery, etc. So that they will not commit adultery, they will not attribute anything wrong to anyone, and they will not accuse falsely anyone. Today this is also quite common amongst women, to accuse other women of wrong things, etc. وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعَرُوفٍ اور تیری نافرمانی نہ کرے کسی بھلے کام میں. And that they will not disobey you in any good command that you give. Whatever good command besides these which are mentioned, that they will be obedient to you and listen to you. When they agree to this and they make this pledge, فَبَايِعْهُنَّ تو ان کو بیعت کر لے. Then make them بیعت. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, I have made you bay'at. By those words, that woman used to become bay'at now to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wastaghfir lahunna. Or mu'afi maang unke waaste se. And then ask forgiveness for them. After bay'at, make dua for them. That, oh Allah, whatever wrong they have done in the past, forgive them. And oh Allah, protect them. So we find from here it is the duty of the Shaykh also to make dua for his murids, that Allah Ta'ala protect them. And the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what a great thing to get the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna Allah ghafoorur raheem, beshak Allah bakhshne wala meherban hai. There is no doubt Allah is the most forgiving, and Allah is the most merciful. That when a person, and bay'at is another name for tawbah, that it's not a confession like the Christians do in front of their priest. They confess that we have committed this sin. No, this is a promise that we will not commit sins. And then after a person makes this tawbah on the hands of a pious person, a righteous person, then he makes dua for that person, you will find Allah is forgiving. All his sins of the past, Allah Ta'ala will forgive, and Allah will shower his mercy upon that person. And for the future, Allah Ta'ala will also protect that person from sin. So this is also one great aspect which was also which transpired when these Muslim women had made bay'at and come from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif. This was one conclusion and finality of that process also, that they made bay'at to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah.